Well, yes. I mean, this is a time of intensity. Every time seems to be. But then I guess we have to feel it and say it again and again. And I feel very strongly that we need our community to join together and to be present. So I think your dream, you know, touched on that. And I also need assistance personally, and a few dreams have come around regarding that. But, you know, because we go as a group. I mean, we came into the world as a group, and now we've met each other, and we go on this spiritual path. It's a kind of warriorship, too. You know, there is the spiritual battle that we undertake together. And so just reciting the usul, I mean, that you feel it, you know, that's a kind of spiritual battle. And then there's beautiful moments of relaxation and rahat and joy. But then, you know, it goes through these different modes. But we need each other, and we need, inshallah, may we need that. May we realize that we need that. And so that's beautiful about your dream, because we do need that. And we help to sustain each other. Allah is the sustainer, but through each other and through a community. Once you've entered a spiritual community, then that becomes also your sustenance. And so to give each other support, not necessarily, you know, overtly, although that too, of course, but just by being present and feeling each other and being conscious of each other as this body. As what we, you know, the mystic body. The mystic body is our, you could almost call it like a womb, like the infant in the womb, you know. Without the uterus, the infant will abort. So our mystic body, in some sense, there's so many metaphors and so many ways of seeing it, but on one level, it's our womb for each of us, and so we have to take care of it, and we take care of it by also showing up and by also taking care of each other and praying for each other. And so, alhamdulillah, because it is a battle too, and it's a joyful battle, sometimes with tears, but mostly it's a joyful battle, but it is, you know. We are... also that yeast, what Jesus called the yeast in the bread or the salt of the earth. And so that's a transforming power. And to do that, you know, the closer we are, the easier it will be for all of us. Otherwise, our spiritual battle becomes too difficult and we will fall away. If we struggle it together, and this is also our individual spiritual battles, then it will become light. If we go separately, it will become too heavy to bear, and we will fall off. We can, you know, may Allah preserve us always from ever falling off Allah's path, but it's possible. So, alhamdulillah. You know, and these are things in the East that are known. In the West, of course, we're striving even to bring about even the awareness of community, or how important that is. I mean, we're, you know, all these communities have just disintegrated. The religious communities, the families, the local community, everything is like, yes, just falling apart. So,
dispersed.
Yeah, there is no, people are traveling, they're moving for their jobs, the families, there's, you know, divorces, falling apart. I mean, people who don't get along, all that that energy, the centrifugal energy that is so strongly dispersive. But, you know, it always begins again, and now we are with the spiritual community, not just this one, of course, many in this country, starting again and recreating, you know, new structures for people. So, you know, this, we're working too. We're trying to not come from a place where we just, you know, impose or decide or just take from the East or what. No, we're trying to see what works for us as a community. And of course, so we need our voices, we need each other's support, it's very good, alhamdulillah. I mean, that's one of the things here that is new, really, and that is great about this country, is that things will come from all the voices being spoken. So each one of us is being asked to speak and to express and to contribute. So we're not, you know, just passive, on the contrary. All of our education, everything that's poured into us, all the feeding, all the love, everything is to come about so we will become and be. And, you know, this is an extraordinary place. Any mystic community is an extraordinary place to become. So, alhamdulillah, very good. It takes us a long time, but we do slowly learn that really whatever comes is coming from Allah. I mean, we do say it comes from our own nafs, but I think Ibn Arabi expressed it well. He said, either you take all onto yourself, the good and the bad, or you give it all to Allah, you know. But but let's give it to Allah. Let's say that all comes from Allah. So whatever Allah gives is good. And I think, and then Allah surprises us also by being patient, you know, by saying alhamdulillah, even where we wouldn't instinctively say it. Then we are surprised with Allah's gift. So if you can find that in yourself, just to trust, it's such an extraordinary thing. Trusting in Allah is huge. It takes such burden off our soul. I remember a story that one day the Prophet was leading prayer and Abu Bakr had not shown up, and so he asked for him. And the reply from some of the companions was that, well, he didn't have the garb to show up in, and he was sharing it with his wife. I think they had one between them to say
one
the
garment
prayer.
Between them.
One garment, and so they couldn't come for prayer. MashaAllah. I mean, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Well, Allah knows. May Allah adorn us also in those beautiful attributes of faith and piety and trust, trusting in Allah. Yeah. But it is an amazing turn to trust in Allah, because that is when, you know, you, first of all, it, sometimes we make a step to trust, you know, that is, it, and usually it's beyond our capacity, but we make that step and then we are, you know, rewarded. And in that regard, to tell another Effendi story, two parents, you know, had a child that they loved very dearly, and they wanted to teach the child trusting in Allah. So every day they would go and they would say to the child, well, you know, Allah is providing your food. And they would leave something secretly at the window of the child, and while they were off to work, and then the child would have the meal. And one day they were rushing, and they forgot to put the food there. And so they said, oh no, you know, they thought they had totally destroyed the child's trust in Allah by this failure. And they came back at night and they felt so bad. And they said, well, how was your day? And the boy said, oh, he said, it was so wonderful. He said, well, Allah was even more generous to me than usual today. So, alhamdulillah, you know, that Allah does not fail. Allah does not fail us when we put our trust. It never fails us, but sometimes Allah will make it seem that way, so to lead us and draw us. And so either our razak is by not getting the razak, which is also razak. We have to recognize that. By not getting the sustenance, that is our sustenance. But normally, of course, we are constantly supplied with sustenance. And if we just take those moments of contemplation to consider what our sustenance is from morning until the next morning, you know, it's bewildering. And that's why it says, you know, all, you can never count up Allah's favors, because our sustenance is beyond even our own consciousness, and then our, even if we are aware, our ability to give thanks for it. So, but, you know, every breath and all the time, every cell in our body. I was reading this morning on all the beings who are in us that sustain us, help to sustain us, the billions and billions that, it's extraordinary, the human body is, you know, of course, we know that as, you know, as people on a spiritual path, but somehow it's beautiful to have it visualized where, you know, there's billions of course of galaxies, but now also scientists are seeing how all these galaxies are joined together. You know, so for us it's not astounding abstractly, but actually when you to look at it and that all these galaxies functioning and moving, yes, as one body, billions of galaxies, so small and large completely, you know, lose their, in a sense, dimension, because the small is vast and the vast is small, but alhamdulillah, all one hand. Enjoy trusting in Allah. Whatever the outcome is, enjoy trusting in Allah with it and what Allah gives. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Because as I said, sometimes Allah gives through not giving what we, and sometimes Allah gives through giving more, you know. But whatever it is, it's a gift, and that's what we have to recognize.
Sheikha, I came across something this morning.
Yes.
That what, maybe perhaps you can read it, but this is
and this is from Sheikh Kabir Helminski. Alhamdulillah. We who aspire to Sufism, who have chosen to travel on the way of love, need each other to make the journey. We are connected beyond space and time by invisible bonds. It is our responsibility to be responsible at the highest levels of our souls, to cultivate goodwill, affection, and trust. Not only should we enact this through the patience, affection, and generosity we show to each other, we are also responsible for our spiritual family, Ikhwan, Tariqa, at a higher level. We can all contribute to the invisible pool of healing and love through consciously holding each other in forgiveness and love. At sunset every day, we can remember that the sun of our lives will eventually set. We can remember the need for conscious healing, conscious forgiveness, and conscious love. MashaAllah. Al-Fatiha, Allahumma sayyala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. So that is synchronicity, you know, that we see. That. So we think we're experiencing something or some being inspired to something, and we realize that it is happening in many places. So our brother Sheikh Kabir Helminski has expressed it so beautifully, what we were sort of, what came through our sister's dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And what came through your khutbah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
So we are all, then, you know, that again brings us back to the great discovery of the One, you know, that it is One speaking through all these different avenues and voices. MashaAllah.